Greetings once again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob. It's time to take a breath. Just a short pause and listen to a Jesus story. Amen. That's a good thing to do about every day, wouldn't you say? At least that. Well, we're right in the middle of our 16th story, 16th Jesus story, the raising of Lazarus. Wow, I didn't see that cello coming in there. Sorry about that. All right. So what I'll do today is I'll give you the last paragraph from yesterday, and that will segue right into today, and it looks like we'll finish that today within our time frame. All right. Open the heart. This is God's word we're listening to. Jesus again groaned within himself and walked up to the tomb. It was a cave, and a heavy stone lay against it for a door. Mourners crowded around. Martha hurried from behind and joined them, wondering what Jesus could possibly do now. "Take away the stone," said Jesus. And that's where we ended yesterday. We'll pick up right from there. "But Master," Martha wailed, "he has been dead 4 days. Already his body is decaying." Jesus turned to her. "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" She nodded dumbly. Mary did not question him at all, for her faith was strong. At a sign from her, the mourners moved the great stone away. Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven, and he said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you do hear me always. But I say this aloud to you now because of the people who are standing here, so that they may believe that you have sent me." He lowered his eyes and looked into the open tomb. "Lazarus, come forth," he cried. There was a quiet movement inside the cave. The mourners watched, speechless with awe and something close to fear. A shadowy figure rose within the tomb. And Lazarus, who had been dead, came forth. His grave clothes were still on him, and his face was covered with a cloth, but he moved. He walked. Mary cried out with gratitude. The watchers gasped and paled. "Loose him," Jesus said. "Take off the burial clothes and let him go." The grave clothes came off. Lazarus was indeed alive, startled, but in perfect health. The watchers rejoiced and fell to their knees in reverence and thanksgiving. Martha and Mary wept tears of joy and took their beloved brother home again. Many of the Jews who had come to mourn Lazarus came to believe in Jesus because of the remarkable thing he had done before their very eyes. But some of them went straight to the Pharisees and told them what they had seen. The high priests and Pharisees at once called a meeting of the priestly council, a religious high court empowered to try any case involving Mosaic law and pronounce any sentence but that of death. "What shall we do?" they moaned to each other. "This man truly does many signs, or he seems to. If we let him alone, he will go on doing these things until all men believe in him. And then the Romans will come and take away both our holy place and our people. Yet it seems that there is nothing we can do. Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, snorted scornfully. "You do not think at all," he said sharply, "nor do you consider that it is better that one man should die for the people than that the whole nation should perish on his account." The Pharisees and priests were quick to see his point. So, from that day forth, they began to devise various plans for capturing Jesus and putting him to death. Jesus, knowing their purpose, walked openly among the Jews no more. He left Bethany, he left Judea, and he went with his disciples to a town called Ephraim, in the country near the wilderness. Here they stayed until it was close to the time for another holy feast in the city of Jerusalem. Slowly they started to make their way back to the place which spelled so much danger for Jesus. The usual crowd followed and listened to all they said. There was much to talk about and much to do along the way, for time was running short. They talked first of prayer, and Jesus told them a parable to show them that they ought always to pray and never give up hope. "There once was a judge," he began, "who neither loved God nor respected man. And in the same city, there was a poor widow who had been wronged by an enemy. She went to see the judge, saying, 'Give me justice. Help me against that man.' But the judge brushed her aside. He had no interest in her troubles. Well, the widow went to him again and again and then again, but he paid her no attention. Yet she kept going to see him and begging for justice. And after she had visited him many times, the unjust judge said to himself, 'Why should I help her? I do not care for either God or man, but she keeps coming here to trouble me with her tale. I had better give her the justice she demands, or she will wear me out with her continual coming.' And so the judge did help her in the end." "Learn from the story of this judge," said Jesus. "He did what the woman wanted because she came often to him. And shall not God, who is just and ready to listen, be much more willing to protect his chosen people when they cry to him by night and day? I tell you, he will do justice speedily. Pray often, therefore, and pray earnestly." Now there were certain people in the crowd who were confident of their righteousness and contemptuous of others whom they regarded as sinners. They were quite sure that they knew how to pray, even if no one else did. To them, Jesus told this story. "Two men went into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up boldly and prayed thus within himself, 'I thank you, God, that I am not like other men, the greedy and dishonest, the unjust, the adulterers, or like this tax collector here. I fast twice in the week, and I pay to the temple one-tenth of everything I get.' But the tax collector, standing at a distance, was so humble that he would not so much as lift his eyes to heaven. He stood with his head bowed, and he beat upon his breast, saying, 'God, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, it was this tax collector who went home with God's blessing, not the other. For everyone who exalts himself before God will be humbled, But he who humbles himself will be exalted. A rich young ruler came to Jesus and asked what he might do to inherit eternal life. And when Jesus told him that he should sell his property and give his money to the poor so that he might have treasures in heaven, the young man went sorrowfully away. He could do anything but that, for he enjoyed his earthly wealth. When he had gone, Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." The 12 were amazed at his words, for being poor themselves, they thought that the rich could do anything with greater ease than the needy. "Indeed," Jesus went on, "it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. How hard it will be for those who trust in riches." "Who then can be saved if not the rich?" his disciples ask. "Those who truly believe," said Jesus. "The things which are impossible for men are possible with God. For with God, all things are possible." They were not far from the border of Judea when Jesus spoke again of his earthly destiny. He took his disciples aside, and as they walked along apart from the crowd, he said to them, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be betrayed into the hands of the chief priests and scribes, who will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him, treat him shamefully, and spit on him. And then they will flog and crucify him. And on the third day, he will rise again." Even knowing this, he still turned his face toward Jerusalem. And that concludes Jesus Story 16, The Raising of Lazarus. Quite a good devotion today. Some great stories and teachings. Well, Story 17 starts tomorrow on Friday. And as you might have guessed, it's called The Way to the Cross. And we'll talk with you then. Before then, see the blessings and count them. Give him each a name and lift him in prayer of thanks.